80s Underground paying tribute to 1988 and the indie music scene of that year. Big major label breakthrough there for the Georgia band Dreams So Real. They'd been around for a few years, plugging their way through the indie scene, and they got a deal with Arista Records for their major label album there from 1988, the Rough Night in Jericho LP. Very well-produced record. I like that band a lot. Dreams So Real, Victim, the name of that track. We had your official underground nugget of the day for 1988, kicking off the second hour of the show from a band called Spider Baby. Twisted was the track. All right, I'm going to play you another great underground nugget here. This is from the Australia band as I cue it up here. See, this works pretty well. It's from an Australian band, Melbourne, Australia. They're called the Huxton Creepers. Put out a couple of obscure little records in the late 80s, including this one from 88. Keep to the Beat is the name of the album. The song, Rack My Brain. This is Huxton Creepers. Going back to 1988 on the 80s Underground.
Something is happening to me. again. Again.
It's the 80s Underground, remembering 1988, today's special edition of the show. And big college radio band right there, Game Theory, and their 1988 album, Two Steps from the Middle Ages. That's the kickoff track from it, called Room for One More, Honey. And I was just thinking about Scott Miller. Hard to believe it's been, I think, a little over a year since he passed away, sadly taking his own life. But we have all these great records to remember him by, and that's one of them. From the great 80s canon of Game Theory. Two Steps from the Middle Ages, the record there. Huxton Creepers, cool little underground nugget from Australia before that. They put out just a handful of recordings in the late 80s, including a 1988 album, which domestically was called Keep to the Beat, but when it was released in Australia, it was called So This is Paris. And we heard the track called Rack My Brains, Dream So Real before that. Starting off the second hour of the 80s Underground show here on KSU and AndHow.fm. It's already a quarter past, and we're moving through the second half here, paying tribute to 1988 and all the great records from that year. Really a landmark year for college radio, sort of the emergence of new alternative music coming out in the late 80s. And spearheading that band, of course, the Pixies, probably the premier band of the late 80s alternative genre. They released their debut full-length album that year, the great Surfer Rosa LP, and here's a track from it. Definitely a highlight. Where Is My Mind? Asks the Pixies. This is 1988 on the 80s Underground. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hey, it's 1988 on the 80s Underground and a landmark record from that year, the Daydream Nation album, Sonic Youth. That's a track from it called Candle, one of the big college radio records from that year. Just a good, solid album. Really good launching pad for Sonic Youth. They had been around for a few years, but that was the record that really kind of made the world take notice back then. Pixies before that, a great track from the Surfer Rosa album, Where Is My Mind, the track. It is 1988. We're paying tribute to that year, kind of giving you a taste of what college radio was like. Lots of great records. I don't know if I'm going to get to all the ones that I want to in the remaining 35 minutes, but I'm going to do my best and see how far we can get along here. Another big album from that year, the Hangtime LP from Soul Asylum. I play it a lot on this show because it's got a bunch of cool tracks on it, including this one. It features a very fine video as well. You should check it out on YouTube when you get a chance. Cartoon, the track. This is Soul Asylum, 1988 on the 80s Underground.
If I'm dragging by some coattail, I can't see.
It's the 80s Underground, paying tribute to 1988. Another great record from that year right there. Driving and Crying, and the Whisper Tames the Lion LP. That's the kickoff track called Can't Promise You the World. I remember getting that on cassette tape when it came out, and it just sounds so much better on vinyl. Thankfully, we got that here in the KSEU studio. Before Driving and Crying, some Soul Asylum. Their big record, Hang Time, from 1988, and the track Cartoon is what you heard. We had some Sonic Youth and the Pixies in there before that for you. It is about half past the hour in the second half, the 80s Underground show here on KSU and rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. And playing you a bunch of great records, college radio as it was, from 1988. Pretty big college radio band from that year is the Virginia band House of Freaks. They got their start in the mid-80s and went on through the latter part of the decade, putting out a handful of cool records, including one I'm going to play for you here from 1988. And as sort of a sad aside, I was watching one of those Dateline shows several years ago, and unbeknownst to me, they were talking about a home invasion murder that took place New Year's Day. I think it was 2005 or 2006, and it just so happened the guy and his family that was killed was Brian Harvey, the singer-guitarist here with House of Freaks. Totally sad, weird, bizarre case, but some thieves broke into his house in Virginia on New Year's Day, killed him and his family. I think a couple of kids and his wife, they were all murdered. And then just a really sad, freaky story. There's probably news bits on it on the internet, but I remember just hearing that story and thinking how just beyond sad that is. I mean, just to imagine. But thankfully, we have a legacy of really cool music from House of Freaks. They were, you know, pretty big college radio band. They never really broke big in the mainstream by any sense. But a powerful duo, Brian Harvey and Johnny Hott, who did drums and percussion. And I'm going to play you a track here from the 1988 album from House of Freaks, the Monkey on a Chain Gang, Cactus Land is the name of this track as I fire up the turntable. So remembering Brian Harvey on this one. This is House of Freaks on the 80s Underground.
I hear the pounding of a lone drummer drumming. Red sounds beating out on the radio. Far near and lower and louder. Singing redemption and planning on your sacred grounds. All alone in the blazing sun. You don't hear the voices of your native sons. Make them beg, oh, make them bleed. Keep them
takes a glass off the shelf.
The 80s Underground paying tribute to 1988 and college radio from that year. Another big underground band there from Austin, Texas, Downy Mildew. We've got a great record called Broom Tree with a track there called Burnt Bridges. We got some Fire Hose before that. I'd be remiss if I didn't play something from Fire Hose for our tribute to 1988. The very early part of that year from the If In LP and the song for the singer of R.E.M., I think there's a definite tribute somewhere about that. But a very cool track from Firehose for the singer of R.E.M. there for you. Before that, House of Freaks, we heard Cactus Land from their Monkey on a Chain Gang album. And also some Driving and Crying in there and a bunch of other stuff I already mentioned. I will throw one final reminder. If you missed any of the show, you tune in late, you want to check out all of it, whatever the case may be, I will have the full two-hour podcast of today's show up on the 80s Underground Facebook page. You can check it out later today at facebook.com/80sunderground. I'll throw the playlist up there as well, so please check that out. And I got a few more to get to, including this great album here from 1988. Big release in the late summer, early fall of that year. The Feelies put this one out on a major label, no less. A&M Records put out their Only Life LP in the fall of 1988. Featured the title track here. It's The Feelies on the 80s Underground.
We'll be right back.
the 80s Underground, paying tribute to College Radio 1988. Great Camper Van Beethoven there. Aya Fatima from our beloved Revolutionary Sweetheart. Major label release from that band in 1988. The Feelies before that and the title track from their Only Life LP. And in case you're wondering what a band from New York might have to say about a fictitious Southeast Asian country, look no further than this track from They Might Be Giants. Anang! It's the 80s Underground. 1988, here's They Might Be Giants.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. And I am getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair. 80 dolls yelling, small girl, after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of there's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. And I wonder what you would think I would say if there was a me for you. We'll be right back.
It's the 80s Underground, remembering the great college radio of 1988. That's a nice, strong way to end today's show. I didn't get all the songs I wanted to get to, but perhaps I'll do a follow-up at some point. So many great songs, so little time. But finishing up there with Die Kreuzen, which is German for the cross. And that's a band known kind of for their heavier, almost metal-y kind of stuff. But I really dig that track. It's kind of moody and ethereal. It's called Century Days from the 1988 album by Die Kreuzen called Slow. They Might Be Giants before that with Ananang from their Lincoln LP, big college radio record from 88 from They Might Be Giants. Before them, we had some Camper Van Beethoven for you. I have the Fatima and also the Feelies in there finishing up today's set. Once again, please check out the 80s Underground Facebook page for today's podcast. If you missed any of the show, I will have the full 2 hours up there for you to download or stream later on today. Playlist will be up there as well. We'll be back next week for a regular standard edition of the 80s Underground, covering the entire decade with great underground music. So please tune in next week. Live here on KSU 11 to 1 next Wednesday, and we rebroadcast twice weekly on andhow.fm. Check out the website andhow.fm for that. And with that, I bid thee farewell. We'll see you next week. The 80s Underground signing off.